Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And you know how I always tell you, your sex and your happiness go together. I cannot understand how people can separate them. I don't know how somebody can be that happy if they're not having great sex. And I don't know, maybe they just like compartmentalize it or put it away or something, but I can't imagine that they're that happy. And I'm owning that opinion as mine. That's why I have this show. And it's for you. It's for all of you out there who really want to be sexy and really want to be happy. So today I'm talking to you about something I mentioned in the last couple of shows, which is that I met a man recently who has invented a new vibrator called the Hi, H-I. And I met him when I was in Jamaica at Hedonism, and you know I never talk about Hedonism enough. There's always more that I could say. And he happened to be teaching classes with this vibrator there, and he and I had an opportunity to talk a lot. So he's joining me today on the show with his wife. So let me properly introduce them. Dr. Steve McGue and Dr. Wendy McGue, two doctors, both have doctorates in sexology, and they have a revolutionary new technology that allows couples to relax in new ways and helps women experience multiple orgasms while fully clothed. That's the operative thing here. It's a non-medical consumer device that was originally created to help women relax after C-section surgery. But it's had unexpected side effects, and that is that women testing it keep having orgasms and orgasms and orgasms and orgasms through their clothing. And I actually got to witness this, and I got to witness this product, as I said, when I was in Jamaica. So, welcome to the show, Dr. Steve and Dr. Wendy McHugh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. I know that you're somewhere in North Carolina, and I'm in Phoenix, the marvels of technology. Let's talk. I know you have degrees in other things. You're brilliant two people, but let's really go to the background of this thing. Like, first of all, how did you get interested in the human sexuality piece? Because one of you has a degree in business, and one of you has, Steve, you're a kind of techie. You have lots of international patents and things. So how did you get interested in sex, you know, to start with?
I've always been interested in, involved with massage, and sexuality was just part of life. So I've always had an interest, but not specifically for helping women until actually a tragedy happened with Wendy and myself, where we lost our first son in the last month of the pregnancy. She was exposed to a antibiotic-resistant infection, and it caused complications, which after a long time when she recovered, she had terrible tissue adhesions and pain after the surgery healed. And I was trying to find a way to help her relieve that pain. And it's a long process, but eventually I ended up mimicking a massage technique with a mechanical device. And she had an orgasm from below her belly button, which not in her pelvic area, which totally shocked me. And that got her interest too. And I spent about a year, I'd worked in neuroscience work also and things in that area, and tried to figure out what was going on with the nerves, and it's a long story. That eventually led me to the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality. The other mainstream schools I contacted, and the idea of something being clothed, especially if it was a public device for sociology study, was a little bit too controversial for them. So
sure. So I'm a sociology major, by the way. My undergraduate degree is in sociology, and I can imagine that sociologists and even psychologists wouldn't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. But, of course, now I'm a tantra teacher, so I want to touch it with less than a 10-foot pole. I want to touch it with my hands, and I want it to touch me.
It's fascinating that a lot of groups now want to study it for physiology and for things like that, but even today when we proposed, why don't you have it in your sociology department and see how people react? It's suddenly silence. So it's an interesting illustration of, you know, the societal norms or the societal standards, good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Wendy, tell us a little bit about, sounds like you were the laboratory study. Tell us about your pain, first of all, when you weren't able to deliver your child, and then you had this infection. How was it that Steve went about touching you, and, you know, how could you let him if you were in so much pain? Like, what was that like for you?
Well, it was 2 years after the C-section, and I still had severe scar tissue. So the doctors were saying I would have to have another surgery. So Steve's always been very good at looking things up and figuring alternative ways to do things, whether it's through diet or massage techniques. So he looked up this kind of rapid massage technique on my lower abdomen. And even though it was painful initially, he kept doing that in the morning and in the evening. And then it was vigorous, so his hands would get tired. So he was trying to think of, he was trying to think of ways to mimic it through devices. So he combined different massage devices and was using it on me, and then it started feeling good, and so all of a sudden I had an orgasm, and I don't have orgasms very easily. So it really took us both by surprise.
That's amazing. And it sounds, you know, Steve, you're like a Prince Charming in a certain way.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate the compliment.
Listen, and I think a lot of people are going to be very excited about the fact that you actually went ahead and did this to help your wife. And in the research and in the trial and error method, because it sounds like to me this was a big trial and error method.
Yes.
And so also, did you heal? I mean, what's happened? I mean, okay, you had an orgasm. This is great. We're going to get back to that part, I promise. But tell me about the scar tissue.
It actually broke up the scar tissue, and I did not have to have another surgery. And we're not making medical claims, but the techniques, they worked for me. And the side effect has worked for many women, you know, as far as the orgasms.
Well, what I know is that motion is life. Like, movement is life. As long as you're moving and can continue moving, you can generate all kinds of new things and new cells and new everything in the body. I mean, they have these machines that you stand on, and they just shake you. Like the old things they used to have, like an I Love Lucy or something, they used to put a belt on, and this machine would, like, shake you. And now they have a machine that you stand on it, and it moves you. And my chiropractor has three of them. And he says as long as you go on a machine like that a few times a week, you're putting in motion your body, and the body is responding to the movement and the motion. So it sounds like your scar tissue broke up because it was being moved.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. But, Steve, I know you have a better explanation. Do you?
Well, basically, that's what it is. I mean, I can't say, again, we can't make medical claims about it, but I was trying to mimic a technique that a group down in Florida developed for tissue adhesions, and it occurred to me that if you could just transfer that kind of shaking through the ligaments that suspend the uterus and the organs, maybe you could do it faster or do it with a device. And none of the massagers that I found, because I'd been involved with massage for many, many years, as an interest, and they didn't do what was needed to transfer that kind of movement. So that's why I ended up cutting apart devices and hooking them together, and it's a long, crazy story. But the most wonderful thing out of this is we tried for 5 years to get pregnant, finally did, and had the horrible misfortune of getting exposed to an antibiotic-resistant bug. And then when he spent 2 years, you know, having to be rushed to ICU fighting that infection, and we lost a little boy, but Then in 2012, Wendy got really bizarre symptoms again, and we're going back and forth to Chapel Hill to the medical center there, seeing all these different doctors, and they can't figure out what's going on. And her belly started swelling a little bit, and they were checking her liver, and 24 weeks into it, she went for a skin checkup, which she gets every year, and the assistant was like, you know, it sounds like you're pregnant. And they told us it was a 1 in 100 million chance of getting pregnant after that. But now we have a wonderful little girl that is quite a bit smarter than I am. But that's the most wonderful thing out of this by far.
So congratulations. That's the most awesome news that, and the most awesome result. I mean, orgasms are great. And that's, you know, that's my focus on this show, part of my focus on the show. But that you tried so hard and that it was a really total surprise to you after this happened that Wendy was able to get pregnant. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. And how old is your little girl now?
She'll be 4 on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's my birthday.
Oh. Okay.
I was born on Thanksgiving. It's not the same day every year, so she's probably not the same as me, but mine's November 27th, so...
Hers is the 24th.
Well, my mother said she ate a lot of turkey in the hospital. That's what I can tell you. So, I always celebrate on Thanksgiving Day. It just makes sense to do that. So, very cool. Very, very cool. Well, we're going to take a little break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the actual high, the actual machine, and why you can't make any medical claims, and, you know, what... where it fits in terms of, you know, the spectrum of things people can buy on the market, things like that. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm interviewing Dr. Steve McHugh and Dr. Wendy McHugh. And they have formulated a revolutionary technology, and it's a new kind of a vibrator called the High, and it helps women relax after a C-section surgery and other things, and can produce orgasms, many orgasms, while still clothed. So hopefully you are perking up when you hear this and you'll want to know more. We'll be right back.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it. And every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention, and you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. This is Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers, your host, and I'm interviewing two doctors today. I'll say the wife first, Dr. Wendy McHugh and Dr. Steve McHugh. I have met Dr. Steve McHugh on my recent hedonism journey when I was in Jamaica just a few weeks ago, and I've considered there to be no accidents. So I was thrilled to meet him, and I was thrilled to actually use the machine on other parts of my body, but I didn't use it for orgasm yet. And so I'm going to, and I'm going to take part in some of the programs that they're putting forth. But let's talk about it a little bit more in terms of if you could describe it a little bit and then tell us, you know, why you've said now two times on the show you can't make any medical claims. Because I know that you invented this because of a medical condition. So I understand how they go hand in hand, and I also understand why you can't. But tell other people why and what this machine actually can produce. You can talk about it from any perspective, even Wendy, you taking it into the market to various parties or clubs or so on.
Sure. As far as how the device works, it has two different ways you can use it. It's optimized, or it's designed to fit a woman's body or fit her pelvic area so that it provides stimulation above the pubic bone and then below the pubic bone to cover the whole mons pubis region, you know, not just the clitoris, but the entire region of the vulva, the mons pubis. And then there's a guide that extends down that can also provide stimulation everywhere else pretty much, and also stimulate the tailbone if you need to produce some interesting things. The reason that we're not making any medical claims is our goal is to, number one, we can't in the United States legally, but our goal is to have this released as a public product that just makes people feel better, makes women feel better. That being said, there are tremendous benefits from orgasm for migraines, for PMS, for a whole host of things. We also have things in patents that are granted for actual things such as urinary incontinence that we're not making any claims on yet. But just the laws and navigating that in the United States are very complex. The path we are following is to have it as a public device, and then after a year or two, have parallel studies with medical associates that we have to confirm our anecdotal findings of, you know, urinary incontinence, migraines. We're not making any claims on it. We've just seen many things. We've worked with well over 2,000 women now in the last 7 years.
And you can have those women make testimonials, even though you can't necessarily make testimonials. I mean, that women can, you know, I could interview five women that have used the device in another show and talk about the effects that they got. So even though you can't make those kind of claims, other people can talk about their anecdotes of what's happened for them, as well as Wendy speaking about what's happened for her.
That's true.
One of the big claims is that women can have orgasms clothed, and I think for some people we need to like ask the question here, why would they want to have orgasms clothed?
Well, here's a scenario that men and women, however they define themselves, probably deal with, especially when they're in relationships over time. There are a plethora of sex toys out there and vibrators, but they're all used in private, unclothed, typically in a bedroom. But if a woman comes home at the end of the day and she's stressed, tired out, exhausted, it's a long way between the couch and being on in a bad mood in the bedroom.
That's very good, Steve.
Yeah.
he jokes that there have been many times where I've come home from work and you'll hear stomp, 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 and then the device turn on. How was your day, dear?
Yeah, I've had many men. We have a standing version of this as well. But I've had many men want to get it. They jokingly say for their mothers-in-laws to mail it, you know, anonymously to them. But that's a
mood enhancer.
Yeah, it's a mood enhancer. Which is
it's
kind of
much better than taking drugs or drinking
alcohol.
Absolutely, I agree with you. So
yes, and we also the handheld unit has not only for pelvic stimulation, but we have a program where the woman's partner can massage different parts of her body, and it basically stimulates areas that are normally associated with pressure points in Asian health practices to get her extremely relaxed. In fact, I worked for a long time with anorgasmic women developing a program for that. That kind of primes the body. So what it offers for, you know, a lady at the end of the day is if her partner is willing to learn how and to do it, it's relatively easy to learn. She can get an extremely relaxing massage that's quick, you know, 10 minutes with her clothes on, that most likely will get her highly aroused, but it's still her choice if she wants to go farther. So it just gives a new dimension or a new venue that people can explore sexuality and intimacy and connection. And plus, men can receive the same massages except on their pelvic area. We don't recommend that there for them.
Got it.
So that's the biggest reason that it's different from pretty much all the other sex toys out there.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say, isn't it always the woman's choice whether to go further?
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's one thing we want. I'm glad you mentioned that because we live in the deep South here, and there is so much stigma and discomfort in talking about sexuality that another thing that we in one of the programs talk about heavily is a lot of women are comfortable telling their partners that feels good to massage their back or their leg or their shoulders, but they totally freeze up when it has anything to do with sexuality. Mm. So it's kind of a training wheels or a way that women and men can learn better to express things that they're not comfortable talking about. And it always is, you know, the woman's choice. But a lot of times women, you know, the men are pushy and they're just like, get away from me. And they don't have a good communication of saying, well, I'd really rather you do this, or I'd really rather, you know, we talk about what we want, and this is a great way to initiate that dialogue.
That's awesome. My interview with Dr. Jess from Toronto was all about communication of that sort. So maybe people can go back and cross-reference like how to talk about these things. And I don't know if anyone from the South will listen. I hope they will. And from anywhere else where people feel like in their education, they got, or in their belief system, they got suppressed from speaking about one of the most important factors in any relationship, and that is intimacy. So, you know, how did you name this thing Hi? H-I, like hello. How did you name it Hi?
Well, we were trying to find a name that we didn't want it to be associated directly with something purely sexual, because we also wanted women to feel comfortable using this if they were uncomfortable with sexual things, to see it as a body massager. It's an abbreviation for the name Human Innovations, which is a parent company we have that focuses on health-related things. But in fact, Greg Fisher, our hardware partner, he's a tremendous ally to work with. He actually suggested the name. But as a joke, a friend of ours who's a gynecologist said, oh, is this a hysteria inhibitor? And we thought that's kind of funny, actually, because, you know, hysteria was very, in my opinion, misogynistic and exploitive as a way to a catch-all for women. But frankly, it was also a great outlet for women. And maybe hysteria should come back redefined.
Well, that's how they did invent the vibrator, actually. I mean, they invented the vibrator to combat hysteria back in the day. And women having orgasms, you know, made them feel better. That's really how we got that invention. So I love that you have a play on words here.
Yes.
Yeah. So wait, I had another question, which is, oh yeah, so here's the thing. I mean, there are people, and I want to know what your experience is like taking it into the field. Like, I know, for example, because I work with Sibian, that there are very smart men, I mean, very smart men, who come up to me and go, I wouldn't want to be with a woman who wants to be with this.
Well, what we found in our experiences, and we've had some rather interesting and unusual ones in the last, you know, 7 or so years, is that typically men in 20 to 30 are okay. In fact, they're kind of excited about helping women.
Yeah, because their apparatus works, Steve.
Yeah, well, but
I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, yeah. But as they get older, they tend to be more. And I think it's a prior, you know, cultural thing. They are much more defensive until they use it, because it's very. Some sexologists call a phenomenon, they call it vaginal ache, or where if a woman has multiple orgasms without penetration, she desires penetration.
Yeah.
This device frequently will induce that. So if the man will simply take the time to give his partner a massage for 10 minutes with this, and then a 5 or 10 minute pelvic massage, a lot of times, not always, and it is always her choice, but a lot of times she will strongly just desire penetration for a little while. So it's not necessarily a bad thing for the man. Now, if he has erectile dysfunction, we actually are, we have an associate that is very closely associated with the military, and that is a huge issue in military veterans with post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yes, it is.
But it's a way that they can help take care of their partner, because I've personally, we're very close to a major army and a major marine base, and we've had friends that come back with that, and their relationships end up falling apart, and the wife leaves, and that utterly destroys them, because they stayed alive over there doing things they were ordered to do that they didn't want to do, and they're dealing with that now, and they can't even express it to their partner, and erectile dysfunction and other things happen, and she leaves, and it destroys.
Yeah.
So it's an outlet that they can at least take care of their partners with.
Go
ahead, Wendy. Go ahead.
It's not just for women. It enhances the couple experience, and also men can use it in various ways too, including on their buttocks and the whole body massage. And some men have even used it either through their pants or the lower vibe guide, which is less intense, on their penis directly. you know, for stimulation.
Yeah, we just say avoid the testicles at all costs. Don't get it near the testicles.
So I was going to say to you a moment ago that it sounds like you could actually position this as a marriage saving device. If you can't make any medical claims, you certainly can make some relational claims. And I like that idea because I think that, I feel like for men to open and be non-threatened by this is very, very important. I mean, this is a sizable machine. This is not something that you can hold handheld that fits in your palm. This is a big thing. Like when I first saw it, when you took it out of your bag, it looked like a huge telephone, like the old, the first cell phones, you know, looked like bricks that we held to our head, you know.
It is. And some people ask, why did we make it that large? And the reason is to cover the region from above the pubic bone all the way down to the tailbone is not just something that's an inch in diameter. It's a good 6 inches, 8 inches, you know, in that arc. And we had to make it that large to fit that whole area.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a lot of men, and once men are familiar with it, they kind of like it. In fact, it's kind of funny because it made a lot of guys light up when we said it's a power tool for the bedroom. I mean, if you're going to use power tools in your shop, why not use it for your intimate life?
That is so cool. That should be your subset. That should be your, like, subheading.
And Steve will jokingly tell men that, would you rather mow your lawn with a pair of scissors or a lawnmower?
And it's just a way to, it's a way to provide, I mean, what it's doing, at least as far as we can tell, is it, or what it's designed to do, is stimulate all the nerves that we know of related to orgasm in women at the same time.
Yeah.
So rather than, and it also, another wonderful thing for couples is once you know how to hold it, the man can lay with the woman or her partner, whatever gender she is, and stimulate her to orgasm multiple times while they're embracing and looking into each other's eyes and breathing together.
Mm-hmm.
And for most people, the act of stimulating another woman, they really have to pay attention to, or they're not going to be able to do it, because it's you know, they have to focus on the manual stimulation or however they're doing it. So it allows a degree of freedom to let the partner focus attention on more emotional aspects, and there's some really powerful things where when the woman's becoming aroused and her face is flushing and pupils are dilating from orgasm, that it causes the man or her partner to respond subconsciously or physiologically. I'm not sure, actually. That's another interesting area.
Probably both.
Yeah, and they just get sucked into this mutual feedback of deeper and deeper connection, and that's a really handy thing.
Mm. And you would really know about this with your background in Tantra and everything.
Yes.
I mean, that's the most important thing about eyes open and being staying connected, or at least trying to stay connected for most of any kind of an encounter. We need to take a little break here. So this is very interesting, very exciting. I have another sort of kick-ass question for you in a minute. So hang in there. Everybody, I am talking to Dr. Steve McHugh and Dr. Wendy McHugh, and they together have invented an amazing new adult, I don't know what to call it, adult toy, adult wellness, possibly medical enhancement machine, and it's really cool, and that's why we're doing this interview today. So stay tuned, because I have a question for them that, I don't know, we'll see where it goes. This is Laurie Handlers, and you are listening to Sex and Happiness. We'll be right back.
Healing, baby. It's good for me.
What are you all doing for Valentine's this year? We have something that we've cooked up for you that we think is really special.
You know, Valentine's candy, flowers, we get that all the time. But how about stretching past what you might think you want and doing something extraordinary and exciting and so sexy It'll blow your skirt up.
I want it.
Come to Hedonism with us. We have intimacy and sex magic ready for you. A full week packed with excitement, sexy, hot, life-changing.
So that's myself, Lori Handlers, and Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce and Dr. Mark Pierce. We will be cooking up this sexy week for you.
Go to exoticlifestyleevents.com and look for the Valentine's Week logo.
You will not be sorry. You would never have a regret for joining us at Hedonism in the Caribbean, in Jamaica, for Valentine's Week. You will pinch yourself. You'll be so excited. You'll never want to do just plain old flowers and candy again.
They'll be living sex, magic, and happiness.
Really? So join us. Go to the website again one more time.
ExoticLifestyleEvents.com.
As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with a Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Lori Handlers told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
We're back with Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers, and I'm interviewing Doctors McHugh, Dr. Steve and Dr. Wendy McHugh. And here's my question for you. There are people in my world, certainly one tasters and then some tantrics, who feel that using any vibrator numbs the nerve endings and certainly numbs the clitoris. So what do you have to say about that?
I think they're not familiar with the scope of what's possible. If you look at it from a physiology standpoint, there are four different receptors that perceive touch, and then you have free nerve endings. And if they're using a vibrator that, like an Hitachi, actually spins around in the circle 80 to 140 times per second, and that's only talking to two of those receptors and the free nerve endings. So you're missing the boat for a lot of other things. to get back to the topic, I don't think they've experienced the full range of what's possible. One thing that's very unique about this device is it does have something that's similar to Hitachi for the Vibe Guide, except you can control the speed from much, much slower to much faster. But it then has a different type of stimulation that can go from 4 times per second up to 30. And it's a long story, but I designed it specifically to try to stimulate those 4 receptors as best I could understand it. Kinsey did a study, I think 2 years ago, I forget the name of the lady, she's very prominent there now, with an interview of several thousand people about vibrator use. And the consensus from that study, as well as our experiences with hundreds of sexologists, is that if you use a high-frequency vibrator, you can cause numbness or pain, but it's not permanent, number one.
Correct.
And that's the biggest one. It's not permanent. But if you do use a high-frequency vibrator, you're talking to the nerves that perceive pain at the same time. It's just the pleasure ones are talking louder, not the nerves, the receptors.
I see what you're saying. I see exactly what you're saying. So they would go numb if they're perceiving, if all of a sudden it crosses over from pleasure to painful because it's too much stimulation, then it goes into, like, numb and you get, like, endorphins or something that numb out the perception in whatever you call it, the receptors.
Yes. So
I understand you. And I, by the way, I don't agree with that viewpoint. I just asked it to you because I know people are going to be listening to this and they're going to have that in their head.
And it's a good question to ask because, you know, sometimes people will bring that up. I've had it before where men will ask, particularly if they've mastered the technique of oral sex, they might say, well, is this going to replace us? And they'll say, you know, well, they've worked very hard to try to master that technique.
Yes,
and don't want to be.
Yay for them. Yay.
Yes, yeah. That's what I say. You know, it's good to combine different techniques and communicate with your partner because mm-hmm. sometimes women want the gentle and then leading into, you know, a device like the high and combining things for right. that ultimate sexual experience for both to feel.
I always tell men not to get into a rut or do anything yes. over and over again because women get very bored. They want surprise and they want change and they want whatever. So it would do them well to listen up about this. Let's talk about your because we don't have too much time. So let's talk about you have a training program.
Yes.
So if people were to, let's just start with straight up purchasing this, but I know you also have a training program for instructors and for people to have affiliate marketing with this. I don't want to get into all the details of that, but let's talk about how you put together a PowerPoint or a slideshow so people can get trained and then other people can benefit from actually demonstrating this to their friends.
Yes, what we have, the device itself comes with 3 training programs that are kind of a self-study program, as well as a referral, you know, a listing of instructors, or a reference to the website where you can find the instructors. With the device, the woman has a program to show her how to use it for intimate purposes as well as to relax, you know, for other female-related things. Then there's a couples massage program, and then there's a program on couples communication, which is just a question-and-answer session. Now, that comes with the device, but that's really basically a booklet, little program with some videos. The instructor's program actually has 4 levels. The level 1 certifies people to teach the couples massage and the woman-only massage, or the female self-massage. The level 2 basically expands to 6 other classes that they can teach. Level 3 certifies them to teach other people, the level 1 and 2. And then level 4 is reserved for people that are extremely experienced in the field or have license degrees, things of that nature. it's not reserved for, and you can learn about this at womenandcouples.com if you click on the instructor's link. But it's not reserved for people in the medical or the sexology field. They could be a fitness instructor or a yoga instructor. Since it's clothed, it opens up a whole new opportunity and range of markets that previously hadn't been there. So it's just a way to share the message. Now, the affiliate program will be launching next year, and it's really an extension of the belief that, you know, the core level was for the woman to become comfortable with her own sexuality, and then later to communicate and be comfortable with her partner's sexuality and their joint couple's experience. And then the third aspect of that is for them to share it with other people, and they can earn money as a result of that. And yeah, it has all the benefits of a multi-level system, but none of the drawbacks, because you don't have to pay a monthly fee, you don't have to maintain quotas, you don't even have to buy the device. You just have to, we recommend that it's a good idea to know what it is, but we don't require it. You just have to take the online test and agree that you'll match our, you know, comply with our ethics and our standards, you know, for it. So
you wouldn't make medical claims to start with.
Correct. Yes. And you would be in a very, you would only act in the highest ethical standards, et cetera. We have a policy for teaching the classes, which basically complies with the professional sexology ethics standards to make sure that people don't use this inappropriate, you know, with in venues with other people.
That's so good. It's really, really good. So I noticed in Jamaica that you wouldn't touch anybody. Like you, they had to use the machine on themselves, and that you weren't going to show that you weren't going to use it on them. You're not their partner. And so you weren't going to do that. And I applaud you for that, because that's always a danger in the field of sex. You know, how does the teacher deal with the student?
Yes, mm-hmm. And that actually does make it harder, but it's needed, because there's so many varying laws from area to area. And they're also, everybody's personal perception is different, and that just keeps it safe for
that's
everybody.
Right. That's right. So give me the website again. It was Women and Couples. Is that it?
Yes, womenandcouples.com.
Very cool website. And that's where people can find out about the getting one, and also about becoming involved with you in terms of demonstrating for other people, et cetera, et cetera. That's where they would do it. And you're not quite ready for that yet.
No, it will be launching. We actually will be launching a new crowdfunding program here very soon, where that site will give details of it, and people will be able to buy the product as well as have access to the training programs at a tremendous discount over what will be available later. So, if you sign up on the email list for that.
So they should do that through that website, womenandcouples.com?
Yes. Okay. And we'll do the full launch next year, and it's going to launch in a big way. We actually have people all over the world gearing up to do this. So
next year is 2017, because I'm saying that because there's a chance that this show could run again, and it could run in 2017, and then people think it's the year after. So I'm saying 2017 is the year of the launch.
Yes.
And that's why we're encouraging people to go ahead and sign up now, because we'll have several venues coming up and individuals that are training, including Hedonism 2 and other places and conferences coming up where, you know, we can send mass emails out to let people know in case they're wanting to go to these different mm-hmm. events.
Okay, this is good. So that's our appeal to action here. Call to action.
Yes.
If today's show interested you, you should get in touch with them. Actually, if you get in touch with them, you should say you heard about it through me, because I'm getting involved with this. So I just want everybody to know I'm definitely, I saw the product. I used it on myself. As I said, I didn't use it orgasmically because we just didn't have the time. The machines were always in use. But in Jamaica, but I did use it on my legs and my shoulders and my belly and my arms, and it was fantastic. It was a really great machine, much better than anything I've ever used, including Thumper and who knows what my grandmother used to have, you know, something that she put over her hand and then the hand vibrated. I can't remember what those things were called.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was the first vibrator I ever experienced. My grandmother had that. And I don't want to say what my grandmother used it for. I don't even want to imagine that. But I'm hoping she did. So I want to thank you two very much for coming on the show today and talking to us about it. And Steve, I really want to appreciate you for being a knight in shining armor and helping your wife Wendy to heal, because you were persistent and tenacious about finding a non-medical solution that could then border on a medical solution, even though we can't claim that. So.
We appreciate it, Lori.
Yes, and thank you so much for having us on the show.
I'm very happy that I met you. And as I said in the very first line of the show, there are no accidents why we meet people and attract them into our life. And so I expect a long and prosperous and wonderful relationship with the two of you. And that I expect no less than that, only wonderful relating. So... So thank you. Thank you again.
Well, thank you, too.
Thank you.
And everybody, please tune in next time for another show with an amazing expert about something that will add to your sex and your happiness. That's what this is about. And I want you all to be happy, and I want you all to be juicy and sexy. I want you to have, like, the most amazing life possible and the most amazing orgasms and all of it. So this is Lori Handler signing off. Thank you for listening to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.